What's up, Jam family, and welcome to Season 2 of Shecky's Jam Bands. Yes, we're back. Yes, the ears are refreshed, and yes, the holiday break was used exactly as intended, standing in theaters, nodding aggressively to jams, and pretending we're just going to listen to one song at 1:30 a.m. Over the break, I caught a few really cool bands that absolutely crushed it. First up, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong, and actually I saw them twice, at the legendary Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York. Night one was Pigeons with Spafford opening up. Night two was Pigeons with Great Blue opening. All three bands absolutely crushed it. No survivors. If you've listened to season one, you know I already reviewed Pigeons and Spafford. And don't worry, Great Blue is getting their own episode later this season. I promise. I would never tease a jam band review and not deliver. And quick shout out to Round Trip, who were playing in the bar area at the Cap before Spafford even hit the stage. You know a venue is special when you walk to grab a beer and accidentally stumble into a full-blown jam set. We'll hit Road Trip later this season too. And actually at a couple of holiday parties and New Year's Eve, and actually I attended a wedding as well, the conversation seems to be all about jam bands. In fact, when I saw Pigeons one of the nights, a friend of mine and his daughter was there as well. We didn't get to see each other, but just a coincidence that we were there at the same time. All right. Season 2 is officially rolling. Let's talk about today's band. Today we're digging into Neighbor, a band that somehow manages to be deep, thoughtful, face-melting, and still feels like they'd help you move a couch. Neighbor, formed in Boston, which tracks because Boston is basically a lab for musicians who can really play but refuse to brag about it. The band formed around guitarist and singer Richard James, it goes by RJ, whose songwriting leans emotional and reflective. And don't worry, this is not a stare at your shoes for 90 minutes situation. These songs go places. Neighbor didn't sit down and say, let's start a jam band. They said, let's write songs that we actually care about, and then see what happens if we stretch them until time stops. And honestly, that was a solid plan. All right, let's start with the name Neighbor. The name Neighbor says a lot without trying too hard. It's about community, it's about connection, it's about music that feels welcoming, until suddenly you're 10 minutes into a jam wondering why your face feels slightly rearranged. Neighbor feels like the band next door. If the band next door had incredible dynamic control and the drummer who can read minds. Some key songs you should start with if you're not familiar with Neighbor. Lonely Rider, this one feels like driving at night with the windows down, even if you're actually still standing in your kitchen, pretending not to look at your phone. Strong melody, emotional pull, and a jam that sneaks up on you instead of kicking the door down. Classic Neighbor move. Second one is I Saw You, a fan favorite with real heart. This song lives in that sweet spot between thoughtful songwriting and jam band liftoff. Live, it stretches beautifully. One of those tracks where the crowd leans in first, then loses its mind later. Lastly, you should check out Mighty Apple Tree. Ah yes, the slow grower. This song builds patiently, like it knows exactly where it's going and doesn't care if you're ready yet. When it finally blooms, it's deeply satisfying, a perfect example of Neighbor's trust and process philosophy. Okay, where does Neighbor separate themselves? Here's the thing. Neighbor jams are conversations, not competitions. Nobody's trying to win most notes played per minute. Nobody's stepping on each other, everyone's listening. What matters is that their jams stand out. Slow, intentional builds, emotional peaks instead of constant fireworks, master-level restraint, which is rare and beautiful. You'll hear jams where the groove settles in for minutes before anyone solos, the band drops down to almost nothing, then rebuilds together. RJ's guitar lines feel conversational, like he's telling a story, not flexing. These are the jams where halfway through you look around and realize, oh wow, everyone is locked in right now. Phones down, heads nodding, and that one guy whispering, "This is sick," to no one in particular. All right, some fun Neighbor facts that you can casually drop at shows. Neighbor built their fan base the slow, organic way, by being great live. Their fans are fiercely loyal because once Neighbor clicks, it really clicks. Their recordings are excellent, but live shows are the real deal. Their set lists flow like stories, not playlists. Thoughtful pacing, strong arcs, and yes, deep second sets. Neighbor is a band for people who like jams with intention, appreciate musicians who know when not to play, want songs and exploration, not one without the other. They won't blow your mind in the first 30 seconds. They'll do it over the course of a set, and you'll thank them for it. If you've seen Neighbor live, you already know. If you haven't, go fix that. This is Shecky's Jam Bands Season 2. Like, subscribe, tell a friend, and support live music. We'll catch you next time somewhere deep in a patient, beautifully unfolding jam.